Exclusive: Tom Cotton scorches Biden in Wisconsin, Minnesota adds, "Mob coming for your home." By Matthew Boyle on August 30, 2020. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, is out with new digital ads that will run in Wisconsin and Minnesota, ripping Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden, tying him to the violent anarchist mobs tearing apart American communities with violence. Over 80 days of riots, a narrator says, as the ad opens with scenes of American communities on fire. The liberal mob is becoming more violent. Now they're coming for your homes, they're coming for your business, your job, and there's nowhere to hide. The violent mob wants Joe Biden to be president, and then no one will stand in their way and no one will be between your family and the mob. Don't let them win. Vote Republican. The ad closes with images, first of President Donald Trump, then of Senator Cotton, implying that Republicans winning, particularly Trump, is the only way to stop the violent mobs. Joe Biden can't stand up to the liberal mob because the rioters and left-wing radicals in our city's streets are his base, Cotton said in a statement accompanying the ad's release, provided to Breitbart News ahead of its public release. President Trump is prepared to help local leaders restore order, but if Joe Biden takes charge, the riots and destruction will accelerate. Watch, Cotton AD blasting Biden over mobs. A senior advisor to Cotton cited recent Marquette Law School polling showing a sharp turn against support in Wisconsin for the Black Lives Matter BLM movement, a 25-point drop in support over the two-month period from early June to early August. This ad is designed to remind voters that President Trump is prepared to assist local authorities in restoring order, and also that if Joe Biden is elected, the disorder in our cities will only accelerate, the advisor told Breitbart News. The poll showing the drop in BLM support came before violent riots tore apart Kenosha, Wisconsin, this past week, and before Trump saw a surge in polling that has him leading or tied in many battleground states, including Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and more. Trump also seems to have gotten a bump out of the Republican National Convention, at which Cotton was a major featured speaker. Biden is supposed to travel to an as-of-yet undisclosed location, a location that is not Kenosha, though, early this week to condemn the violence and rioting. But Trump has framed Biden's response as too little and too late to mean anything. "Too late, Joe," Trump said in his lengthy speech accepting the GOP nomination for president again. Cotton's senior advisor added in an email to Breitbart News that anything Biden says now is not enough, and that he is only responding to his weakened position in the polls, not a genuine concern about the violence. Reports that Biden will condemn the riots this week are only surfacing because the Democrats have seen the new polls too, and they are scared that more riots will push critical Midwest swing states into the president's column this November, Cotton's advisor said. Since Democrats have failed to field a challenger against Cotton in Arkansas, he is technically up for re-election this year, but is running unopposed in the general election. Cotton has gotten aggressive in helping Trump and other Republicans across the country with ads like this. He has run other ads in key battleground states too. This ad will hit in Wisconsin and Minnesota as early as Sunday evening, hitting digital platforms this week.